Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with special guest Karen Petty, your host Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and we are having a good morning here. I tell you what, it's the Monday after Easter, and Saturday was the only Easter parade around, was right here in Greenwood, and it was pets, pets, and more pets, actually a whole lot of dogs, and God, it was fun. And Karen's here today to tell us, about 95 pets were
in it? That's right. That was 95 more than I knew would show up. I was very excited to see as many as I did all dressed up. Real cute.
That's right. And some people, some even coordinated their the two-legged human with the four-legged dog.
And you know what? I am very impressed by people that can do that because I can barely dress myself. And to be able to coordinate with your pet, that's a special gift right there.
I tell you what, when you saw the tutus, you know what amazes me? Here's the thing that amazes me. As I looked around, I saw one little dachshund that had a little hat on his head, and he didn't seem to mind that hat at all. I can't imagine that they just go with it.
And you think they do that at home? You think they dress up little Fido at home? I'm wondering. My pets would not tolerate any of that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I saw a video this morning. I don't know what it was, but it was a dog that was walking around with pipe in his mouth.
I missed that.
And they would take the pipe out so the dog could, you know, pant or whatever, and then the dog would take the pipe right back. And I said, what is wrong with this picture, Karen?
We have found a venue for these people and these pets. You're welcome, Greenwood.
You know, I think the thing that they're saying, Karen, which I find totally amazing, is people are having pets and not children.
Yeah. That was my choice in life.
Yeah.
Well, much easier. Yeah. Less painful as well, I hear.
Wouldn't know, huh?
Neither would I. Right.
But anyways, it was a nice event. I have to commend all of you for the good job putting this together.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And it was really a gamble to see how this was going to work. And what it did is instill in me a knowledge that this is something that can get bigger and bigger each year. As you mentioned, the things that we can do to make it more fun and inviting are endless. There's so many things that you can do. And what a great time of year. It was gorgeous on Saturday.
Absolutely, it was. You know, you were a little concerned because they, you know, you'd put on your voucher on your flyer, rain or shine.
That's right.
And it was a little dicey early in the morning what it was going to do, but it cleared off really nice.
It did, and it turned out to be gorgeous. Everybody who participated had such a great attitude and big smiles. And, you know, even the pets that were dressed up seemed to be good sports about it. And that, to me, was so surprised. I was so bowled over by the level of participation. You know those people had to plan,
right?
Think about. Now, unless going back to my original theory, they do this at home.
Yes.
And they have it stored away. I was
very
pleased.
Or there was a pre-dressing up for Easter.
That's right. You know, for a day before a big holiday like Easter, I was really happy with the number that showed up downtown. Great showing of people.
Absolutely. So I know your mind and everybody else's mind is spinning on some of the things that can be done next year. Next year, though, I will say this. You need more fish in the parade.
I thought you meant like trout or something. Okay. I wasn't sure. Fish and sticks. Yes, I agree. I think that the species of pets will definitely need to be wider for next year.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, because it basically was the dogs had it.
Yes.
The dogs had it. Two cats, I think.
I saw one. I heard there was another.
Yes, Sassy in a little pink stroller was a little Siamese cat. I talked
it.
To her. Yes, okay.
Oh, my.
But it was...
The Lander Equestrian Team showed up. What beautiful horses. My goodness, they were gorgeous. And, of course, Joe Mann and Big Oaks Rescue Farm was there with donkeys and baby donkeys. So we had some livestock showing. I was very happy to see them. I want to see pigs. I want to see goats. There's a whole lot more animals
Hamsters.
Out here. Why not?
And where were the bunnies? Hello?
They were hiding the eggs.
Okay.
Clearly.
But anyways, I thought it was an excellent first showing, and I know that after this first parade, after you've done something once, you go forth and you go, well, how can we improve it?
Mm-hmm.
How can we change it up? But it really, it's something that I know y'all are going to do again.
Absolutely. This is something that we realized with the amount of people that came out and the amount of support and encouragement. I think if we don't,
mm-hmm.
I'll be ridden out on the rail here, but I think so even with minor logistical changes, it can be 100% better than this year.
Sure. And, you know, wasn't it nice? I mean, your sponsors. You had a great group of sponsors
I
that
agree.
Got behind
and
you.
And to not this. Even know, that's what really impressed me. They didn't know because we weren't really sure what to expect. What faith they put into this event was, you know, so supportive, of, and I appreciate it so much.
That's right. So.
And you were there.
Oh, yeah.
With
was
your hat.
And my ears.
I didn't even think, hey, you were... You were right there, and I was like, ah!
That's right. We broadcasted it. You know how hard it is to describe a tutu over the radio?
That is absolutely right, and I did. There were some sights I didn't expect to see, so I have to say I can't wait to get all the pictures back today from my volunteer photographers because they're going to be posted online soon.
Very soon. So, and, of course, Greenwood Today did a nice job of a video
didn't
there.
Didn't they?
Yes. So
they sure did. I was
there.
Very happy with that because I'll be honest, since it was our first one and I was, of course, scurrying everywhere, I missed a lot of what you got to see. I didn't even get to see.
Sure.
So I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures. And the ones I did see, I did stop and just laugh, just broke out in laughter, which
yeah.
was...
It was fun. It was fun. So as you go forth to expand it, I know this is going to become an annual event. And, of course, you've been having so many events right now. I mean, gee, you had the Brewsters.
We did, and we've got many more coming up. I'm an event planner now. That's what I've become. Yes, we have the Chili's golf tournament's coming up in May. We have our Camp Good Dog, and I have exciting news about that I hope we get to talk about soon.
Sure.
And you had just mentioned something, too.
The
possibility.
That's right. We are after we get off the air, we'll go ahead and set the date, but we're going to do another gold buying event where we donate the proceeds from that to help. So the customer doesn't lose anything. We just take 10% of what we actually purchase and write you a check at the end of it. It was a good, fun, early morning event.
It was. It turned out it was one of the same type of weather situations. It was a little cloudy, then just all of a sudden it was gorgeous weather. And we want to bring out dogs and some kitties if they'll tolerate it and let people come visit and see them because, you know, sometimes...
Well, the last event, you actually ended up adopting at least one,
we
I know
did.
Of.
You know, it's funny. You always have that one star pet that everybody wants. I think even one of your staff members here was wanting to get one
that
of the dogs.
That was Brenda.
Okay,
Brenda,
I forgot her name.
Yeah.
I know her face. She's very pretty.
That's right.
And she wanted a dog, so we had a little bit of a tug-of-war going on. I forgot the dog now, but, yeah,
it
was a good
cute.
Time.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. We're here with Karen Petty. And, hey, if you've got a question or a comment, maybe you were at the parade on Saturday, maybe you've got something you'd like to say, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner, host and Ella. Our special guest today is Karen Petty. Here is your host, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, and Ella.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking with Karen Petty. She is the executive director over there at the Humane Society. And, you know, now she's into event planning. We had the parade. You know, your life has really gone to the dogs.
And I'm a cat person.
Well, cats are a little harder to do, aren't they, for events?
Yeah, they're not very social. No, they don't like to go out and do... You can't dress them up as easily, or at least not as painlessly as you can a dog.
Maybe you could have a tea.
A cat tea. There you go.
Now, there's an idea.
You can make catnip tea. Oh! All righty. Okay, we'll book that sometime in July. Okay.
All right, and everybody wears the big hats.
That's
and we
right.
Have, yes, okay, for the tea. All right. So... What is on the what is happening with the Humane Society now? You did end up. We do have money that's been put aside.
Yes, ma'am.
For the build a new shelter.
Right. That was voted in last year. Correct.
And where are we at on that? Anywhere? Or?
We're getting closer. We have a very limited amount of time because that bond money does need to be spent. So we are beginning a feasibility study next month to see if Greenwood would support a capital campaign to not only build the shelter, but we need an adoption center. We need to grow what we currently have to meet the needs of this county. Everyone knows that shelter, it's readily admitted the shelter cannot meet the needs. We've outgrown it. We outgrew it 10 years ago, if not longer. So we need to really step up. And I believe it's not just building the Taj Mahal. I want something simple, practical, effective, inviting.
Easy to clean.
Easy to clean, absolutely. And we will increase adoptions. We will get the flow of animals out into homes so much easier, and it's such a greater number than what we are because of the limitations of the facility. And so we need to know that the community of Greenwood will support our efforts because, of course, it takes money.
Right. How much money are we looking at just to build?
That's the question. Well, that's the second question of the hour. We haven't even got plans drawn yet. We have a rendering that's been done. And what we're hearing from other agencies like Greenville Humane Society is going to be building a new facility. They split off from the $1 million one they built a number of years ago. The Greenville Animal Control Group is now managing from the county. We're looking at probably $2.5 to $3 million.
Wow, Karen, wow.
Well, and let me tell you this, that's even cheap in standards. That we went to Asheville Humane Society. Buncombe County built their new animal shelter that's comparable to us. They handle the same amount of animals we do, $4 million just for the shelter, not including spay-neuter, not including adoption center.
$4
million. Yep. And it's not anything fancy-smancy. It's extremely smart. The way they built it was very, very smart, and we really like that. But that put a lot in perspective. But, of course, we're going to be doing everything we can to keep it at an affordable price. And I just want it built smart. And how many chances are we going to get for this here in Greenwood?
One.
Thank you. We're not messing up. We're going to be successful, but it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of help from the community.
So this is something that you're looking at in the next 2 years, maybe?
It's going to be a microwave plan for sure. Ideally, and especially meeting with other organizations throughout the state and talking to them. Some have taken as long as 10 years for a project like this. We don't have that luxury of time. We've got to utilize that $500,000 within 2 to 3 years. So do we build in phases? I don't know. Maybe that's how we're going to have to do it. It depends on what we find out from the community.
So how will you go about getting input from the community?
We are going to be conducting a feasibility study next month.
Okay.
And once we get that feedback and those results in June, we'll have a much better handle on what we're looking at and what, I hate to use the word limitations, but we know where the boundaries are.
Sure, sure. Now, of course, it's not going to stay out there at the farmers, behind the farmers market.
No, we will be relocating. We have not even begun to select land or ask for anything. That's sort of putting the cart before the horse in terms of, first we have to find out what we can build.
Sure.
Then we'll look about where we want to go. I do want to go somewhere visible. I think I want something to be PetSmart-like, if you will. I want it to be an inviting location where people want to come, have a dog park, memory gardens, have all the things, sort of a one-stop shop to meet your pet needs. And, of course, expand our spay-neuter program there with a nice clinic and be able to do surgeries every day. That's ideal.
Now, what do you do right now when we're talking just you brought up spay-neuter? What do you do now?
We do on the average of 11 days a month, 2 days 1 week, 3 days the next. And they're very, very long days. For doing low-cost, high-volume spay and neutering, there is a science to it, and it's something that has to be learned not only by the vets themselves, because I don't know how much they teach that in vet school. Most are going out into private practice or maybe teaching in other avenues. For this type of business, there is a definite science and strategy about it, and it's, no fuss, no muss. It's get them fixed, stop them from reproducing.
Isn't that really the biggest thing that we can do to help all around?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's funny. I don't know if people think we're going to run out of kittens and puppies. No, it's not going to happen. It's really not. And, yes, they are cute. I am a sucker for a kitten. I just really am. But I'll tell you what, it's not a pleasant sight to see when there's too many what has to happen. I'll tell you that right now. That'll bring you to your knees.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were telling me that so far this year, the numbers of adoptive kittens and dogs coming into the center, what's happening there?
It's gone down a small percentage, which I'm thrilled to be able to report. I don't ever want to have to share an increase or even staying the same.
Last year it was up a lot, wasn't it?
The 2009, 2010 were the highest, and it was 2 years in a row. So back-to-back, bam, bam, that was a very big challenge for us, especially in the shelter that we have again. And we're adopting more out because we have changed some strategies. We've reduced the fee for cat adoptions because at this point, it's just a smart move.
It's just better to get it into somebody.
To get them out of there, to get some return on investment, just to help us continue on, because we'll never get back exactly what we invested in that animal. There's
sure.
No way. It's impossible. So we've done that, and we've made an effort to work more with rescue groups in the area, and that's helping get some senior dogs out that may not have a chance to get adopted. There's one little rescue group that we're working with cats. There's not too many. I would be the only one, okay? I would be a cat rescue lady. But there just aren't that many out there. It's more breed-specific dog
mm-hmm.
groups.
Right.
Poodle rescue, Chihuahua rescue, Lab rescue,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And we're just trying to work smarter. We're going to implement, we're in the process of the ASPCA's Meet Your Match adoption program. So instead of someone selecting a pet that we decide later after interviewing, it's really not going to meet your household, and then they get upset and go home, and then
mm-hmm.
tell the whole world that we denied them an adoption. We start out trying to match them up like a dating service. What are your needs? What don't you want? What do you want? Then we have already pre-evaluated all the dogs and the cats in the adoption area, and we've color-coded them. It's genius. And we match them up. We go, there's the one for you.
Match.com.
It absolutely is. It's genius. And that way you reduce the number of returns, because people do bring pets back. They're like, this is not what I expected.
Sure.
Little divorce, if you will. And then we also have ones that we do have to say, this pet's not for you, and they're so dead set on that, we can't convince them otherwise, that they get very upset and they never come back again.
Sure.
We don't
sure.
want that to happen.
Sure. Absolutely.
So it's a very smart system developed by the ASPCA, and it's becoming more prevalent among the adoption agencies in the country.
Now, you know, one of the things that I've been reading about lately is all these hybrids that people are you know, the poodle and the Yorkshire and
yes,
all this kind
yes.
of stuff. They really are developing breeds within breeds now, Karen.
Well, I don't know. Until the AKC acknowledges Yorkie poos and Malty poos and Poopy poos, it's just a fun thing that people are doing. I don't, seriously,
yes.
There's even some breeds that I thought were acknowledged by the AKC, and they're not, that I've heard of for years. So it's just sort of, you know what, though, in thinking of this, with breeds being overbred and developing genetic problems,
sure.
it's probably a very smart thing to break it.
Right.
You know, and eventually,
breeding.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, you will at some point in time, generations later, probably have the same problems develop in the Maltipoos and Yorkie poos and Labradoodles
mm-hmm.
and all those.
Right.
But in the meantime, you know, we got to stop
right,
some of this stuff.
Some of them healthier. So.
Yes.
But anyway, so how are we doing on how many dogs do you have out there to be adopted right now, Karen?
To be adopted, we usually have about 20. 25. Because we don't have enough room sometimes in the adoption center to bring all the dogs over that are ready, we are taking their pictures and putting them on our website, so at least they're getting seen online. They're on Pet Finder. They're also on our website. And as far as GWDHumaneSociety.org.
Right.
And we're trying to keep up with getting their pictures taken, so if you see one that's not photographed, just send us an email. Say, hey, I want to see Ralphie's picture. Can you send me one? We will stop what we're doing and get that dog's picture and send it to you.
That's how important it is.
Oh, gosh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Now, how many cats do we have out there? Cats.
For
kittens.
Adoption, we probably have about 20 or 25. I can say that one of the great things that we saw and didn't foresee is that people are adopting more than one cat at a time because the price was reduced. So you have a cat or had a cat.
Right.
They do get along better sometimes when they have a second one, and
sure.
it kind of takes the pressure off the owner to have to be always there.
Playmate.
Thank you.
Yes.
So that has been a tremendous benefit from reducing the fee. We're actually increasing here and there, some going out. Now, this time of year, I don't have the April stats yet. We've got kittens coming in. So you know the general public at large is having their own population explosion in their houses. And we are starting to feel that most definitely.
Yes. And, you know, and everybody loves a kitten, like you said. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, then we've got more kittens on the market, and then they're going to end up out at your place because
right.
they won't be able to find the homes.
Right.
And so that's the shame of it.
Well, and they get sick. It's not a good place for a kitten. It really is. Any shelter, I don't care how clean it is, it's stressful. And that's the one denominator for cats that cause death, stress, even at your house. Stress
right.
causes a disease. Dogs are dopey. They're like, they can adapt, not so much.
They like their life the way they like it.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Well, we are here. It's time for South Carolina News. We'll be back. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest is Karen Petty, live from Sharp Facets Gallery. Here's Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. If you haven't been to the... Now, you've got a Facebook page. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And people can sign up to stay in the know about what's going on
through
Facebook, correct?
Absolutely. We have 2,200 plus who are fans, if you will, of our Facebook site.
And actually, that is where you have the video of Greenwood Today's
yeah.
video is
mm-hmm.
on there. Right. And I know people will be putting up more pictures. Yeah, up there. I know
right.
Michael Safros, who's one of our fans, had
uh-huh.
put up some pictures on your website, about 18 or 19 pictures.
I hadn't even yet. Seen those. Boy,
yeah.
see, Ann, you are so cutting edge.
I'm telling you, I'm on it.
You really are.
But anyways, there are lots of things that you can be involved with the Humane Society. But coming up in June, what did you tell me? It's Adopt-A-Cat Month?
Adopt-A-Shelter Cat Month, and that's usually, let me get out my little numbers here. June last year, we took in 333 cats in 1 month.
My God.
So in January, we took in 113. So that shows you the severe spike. Mostly
yep.
kittens, exactly. Yep. We also have a lot of feral cats being brought in. And they're making babies. And feral cats, unless you get involved, make feral babies.
Mm.
There's not a whole lot you can do with those, especially in a shelter situation. So it does pose a big problem. So if we can get the nice, lovable animals adopted out, that certainly does help. And cats at that time of year, there's just a lot of them. What can I say? Hairballs everywhere. So the nation honors what is called Adopt-A-Shelter Cat Month in June. What we're going to be doing is having a BOGO prize. So adopt one for $45, you get the second cat free, which sounds so strange, doesn't it? It really does to me. But it works. It worked last year. We had better adoption numbers that year, or last year when we did that, and we want to do it again because it's that important to us to get them out. We'll have to raise more funds in order to compensate the loss, but that's what we're about. We've got to save these animals' lives. We've got to get them out into wonderful homes.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be talking about that on the radio. But now, people can always make donations, and even if they don't have money, some of the things like blankets and
oh,
stuff
yes.
like that. Talk about some of the things that you would love to have donated out there.
I think people will be excited to know it's much simpler than you may think. If you just buy an extra gallon jug of bleach when you go to the store, we use regular dish soap, we use paper towels, everything that you probably use at your house, we do as well. And we will take that, so just buy an extra one or two and bring them on out. And you will be met with big smiles and hugs. Well, no hugs. I hug. If I'm up there, I'll hug you. If I'm not there, I can't say. I promise that.
Right. But if you have old blankets, don't you like old blankets?
This time of year, we're actually, believe it or not, we are a little in an overstate with that right now.
Oh, okay.
Because it's warmer. We
right.
need them during the wintertime especially.
Right.
So right now, I'd say we don't need that as much as we do just basic cleaning things. We use dry cat food, kitten chow. Kitten chow would be a big help. We don't get cat or kitten chow free like we do the dog food from Pedigree. So any dry food that's of some good quality, even Special Kitty will work, as long as we have a consistent diet. But we can't put a lot of different foods in their diet. They'll upset their stomachs.
Sure. So if you have any extra of that. Now, also, as you're going into summer, I know one of the things that we helped you raise last year was pails and hoses.
Right, right. And you know what? We need them again. The buckets, they get a lot of wear and tear, so they don't last as long as they would perhaps in a normal situation. We use galvanized steel or stainless steel buckets. You can get them from Lowe's, Walmart, wherever, any local place. And usually the 10-quart or 12-quart is what we need for our big dogs.
Sure. So that would be good. Now, what about, don't you have the camps or something coming up? Don't you do camps?
Camp Good Dog in June. We're only going to have one camp this year. We had two last year. We're going to scale it back for a year, and we have 12 campers come in, and you have to register. First come, first serve. It's 8 to 14-year-olds, and what's really, really exciting this year is Capsugel has sponsored a scholarship to pay for the registration fee, which is $200, for a child to participate. Now, there's a contest.
Okay, one scholarship.
One scholarship this year, and you are to write an essay. Let me find my notes here because I am not a teacher. Explain in 4 paragraphs or less why you would want to win the scholarship for Camp Good Dog. And they have to be submitted by May the 9th, which is coming up, handwritten or typed or either mailed to our office at, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Humane Society of Greenwood, attention Camp Good Dog Contest.
Mm-hmm.
P.O. Box 49776, Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649. And again, it's open to ages 8 to 14. And if you have any questions, you can email us at humane@gwdhumanesociety.org or call 864-942-8558.
So they cannot email the thing. They do have to mail it, Karen?
It says here, I take that back. Again, I'm not in charge of the contest. Forgive me. You're absolutely right. It can also be emailed by May 9th. We will take email submittals as well.
Okay, so that would be to gwdhumanesociety.org?
Right.
And I guess in the subject line you'd want to say for...
Camp Good Dog Contest.
There you go.
And I think for parents out there who may be listening, we have a great time with these kids. They come out from about 9 until 12, Monday through Friday for 2 weeks. They spend time with the same dog that whole time, learn to train them, basic animal care. They go on a couple field trips. They have guest speakers. And it's a real great bonding time, and it's very special to watch as the children really get attached to these dogs, and vice versa, certainly.
So, and when exactly is this? If one is making a vacation plans, when would that be? Do you know?
What is this vacation you speak of?
I don't know.
I'm not sure
about
that. It's June 13th through the 25th.
June 13th through the 25th. So, if you have a child and, you know, maybe it would be a hardship to be able to pay for this, this is an excellent way for them to earn the right to be able to go to it.
Right.
And then you'll be judging this, I guess, on the most appropriate.
Yes, there we've got our board of directors will be actually going through there and weeding down to a certain number, and we've got a couple judges who will do the final judging. And then as soon as we have that winner, will notify him or her, and it'll be an exciting time. This is the first time we've done this, and I really thank Capsugel for having this idea. Very creative, very
Absolutely.
Helpful.
Absolutely. You know, that's what we need in these times, and I'm sure, over the last 2 or 3 years, you've had a lot of these type of creative things that have come through that you wouldn't have had if we didn't have these times, because people just go, oh, they're okay, or people are getting money from other sources,
right.
But now we've got to be creative.
Right, and there's a lot of agencies and great charitable organizations, and I never look at it as competition. We all have our own niche, and we just need to find the most effective way to reach those people. And a lot of people, you're right, don't even know there's a need. They think there's some big agency that supplies the money. No. It's all us.
That's right. So this is what makes it fun, when we're able to do something that really – pulls it all together and makes it happen. So whether it's an Easter pet parade or whether it's right out there at Brewster's
that's
a fun event.
It's a great event.
Have you got any photograph events coming up where you're going to be doing a...
No, we don't. We've had several people suggest the Easter Bunny, and we need to tie that in at the next parade, but can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
The Easter Bunny scares me.
this scares you?
There's a clown-like quality about the Easter Bunny, and so I don't know that I'll participate. I will watch from afar, but I'm sure there are people who would love to do it.
I can't believe we just found out on Meet Me at the Diner today that Karen Petty is afraid of the Easter Bunny. All right. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You are here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella. Our special guest today is Karen Petty. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
News alert. The price of gold is up over $1,500, and Beth just brought me back a bracelet here that she says Jeff says should go flying out the door. It is a two-tone diamond bracelet. It has 3 carats of diamonds, 14-carat gold. Regular price on this is $2,685. Now, here's the insane part of this. Jeff says there's $1,400 worth of scrap if you break out the gold and you break out the diamonds. And he's going to sell it for $895. Does that make sense to you, Karen?
Can I have it? It's very, very pretty.
It's beautiful. It's a bar link bracelet. I'm pretty sure Beth will have that on Facebook if you want to go check it out. It's a one-day special. $1,400 worth of scrap. 3 carats of diamonds with the gold, nice heavy gold, two-tone gold, and it is regular $2,685, $1,400 worth of scrap, and Jeff is selling it for $895 today and today only. If you don't come see us, you will be missing out on a deal and a half. You can always sell it for more than you're paying for it. How often does that happen in jewelry?
I need to go to your business school. I was thinking that very same thing. Oh, my.
It's a crazy deal right here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. So, woo, take advantage of it. Come see us or go on our Facebook page. That's Sharp Facets right there on Facebook. Check it out. Come see us. First come, first serve. One of these only. Take advantage of it. Woo. All right. Ah, makes you crazy. I think Jeff must have the fever.
He's been out in the heat or something.
That's right. That's right. So if you want to really take advantage of Sharp Facets today, come buy this bracelet for $895. You'll be dancing all the way. Gold keeps going up. Sterling silver is up. If you've got sterling silver jewelry, bags of it have been coming in. We've been buying it. People have been amazed. Sterling silver flatware, hollowware, tea sets, coins, Franklin Mint. Sterling silver sets, all of that kind of stuff can be sold and make good money on it right now. So come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Mm-hmm. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. That is the number for Sharp Facets. Well, we have been talking. I'm sorry, Karen. I'm having a hard time focusing
well,
on
no.
that.
I was listening while I started going, I think I've got some things.
That's right. And everybody does have a little bit of stuff sitting aside that they are never going to use. You know, if you want to get it fixed, hey, but if you've said it's been sitting in my jewelry box for 10 years, I'm never going to do anything with it, now is the time to bring it out. Swear. It's just unbelievable.
I will be seeing you very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Listen, you always need volunteers out there.
We do. I'll tell you, they can be the glue to the company a lot of times because there's just so many extra things we need to do and would like to do and we can't do it, but you can't keep ignoring those needs, and it's the volunteers that make it happen.
That's right.
So we have a volunteer orientation on May the 7th there at the Adoption Center. It begins at 9:30, generally lasts about an hour, and we go through safety issues and also just a basic understanding of the shelter, because a lot of people don't understand how a shelter works. It's not like having a bunch of animals at the house. It's very, very different. And we certainly want to make sure nobody gets hurt. And we also depend on volunteers to market the animals out in public for us, too. They're great mouthpieces. They're just wonderful. So come on out on May the 7th, and I will be helping lead that, sorry to say.
And, God.
And we will give you more information than you ever thought you could know.
That's right. Now, if they want to call and set this up or let you know they'd like to come, the number to call out there?
It's 864-942-8558.
Okay, so give them a call out there. Sign up for it. Now, will you work, because I know a lot of people, particularly with summer coming, they're going to be gone, but they'd love to be involved. How do you work this?
Well, we don't have a schedule set up for the volunteers. That's one of the things we want to get organized, because that's going to make their time more well spent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can come out any time between 8 and 5, even on the days we're closed, we certainly will receive volunteer help. So 7 days a week between 8 and 5, come out. There are just a plethora of things that you can do, not only at the shelter, Anne, but there are things you can do at home, office work, data entry. There are so many other things that people can be doing.
So and they don't necessarily have to be involved with the animals to
no,
work.
No, there are so many things that they can help us, especially as we move forward with the growth that we have planned. We're going to need volunteers to step up and help with administrative duties.
Sure. So a lot of this stuff could be done at home. And, you know, a lot of people may not have that 8 to 5 time zone, but if they could do something at home, they could do it at night.
That's when I do my most work.
Me too.
So, and that's the thing I want to kind of help dispel the myth to people. You don't have to come down there. You do for the orientation, so you get an understanding of the agency, but there are a lot of things you can do from that point at your house.
So if you love animals and would just love to see the Humane Society be able to continue doing the things it does, and, you know, from adoptions to spay-neuter to getting animals in a healthy situation.
Right, that's right.
This would be how you can help out. And I didn't realize this, but it doesn't have to be just at the shelter. There is work at home to be done.
I'll put this out there, okay?
Okay.
We need a volunteer coordinator. How's that?
That's a good one right there. Someone who knows the comings and goings and who's working on what.
Oh, this could be magic. If we could get someone in there who understands, and even if they're willing to learn how to do that, it would just raise the bar of our performance so much more, and it would be as good as $1 million donation as far as I can tell.
Wow. Well, you know, if you have some time, if you can call and talk to them out there, they would love to have your input. You know, because sometimes I think people think, well, they've got their own plan set up. They don't want any input from me.
No. And what have I done to you all morning long?
Picked my brain.
I have. There's nothing left.
That's right. But anyways, yeah, and a lot of people are moving into our area who
You're
come
right.
from other areas, and maybe they've helped out with other humane societies and everything. It's just like the dog walk. Wasn't the dog walk something that started from a volunteer that was from another
area? Everything that we've done has been something another agency has done, and we've stolen their idea and made it our own.
Sure. And so there's nothing wrong with that. But it helps to have people that are coming into this area, and they look at it and go, well, we did this, and they've got intimate knowledge on how
right.
this works.
If they can cut down the length of time for that learning curve,
sure.
Again, all of that, I'm gonna put this out there. That saves animals' lives.
Sure.
I am telling you, indirectly, that input, that commitment of time and energy and knowledge, you will be saving animals' lives, no doubt about it.
So this is, you know, we all say we love animals, care about animals and everything. How about if you've got some time, whether you can spend it at the shelter, maybe, you know, for some people even, it's painful for them to come to a shelter and see that.
Oh, I get that. I understand that. I really do. But I started as a volunteer.
And look where you are now.
I know. Exactly.
But you could, but somebody could do work at home and not have to be there if they felt more comfortable.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, too. We've had a lot of converts. It's like being afraid of anything. The fear is many times worse than the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And once they come out and they see that even spending 15 minutes with one animal, how much joy that put in that animal for that day that could carry it on another day, it is worth it. And it's much better than being at home and saying, oh, how sad.
Right.
That doesn't do anything. It keeps it sad. We
right.
need those people to step up and make it happy.
Exactly. So, you know, all you need is a dose of Karen, and you'll be a convert, right?
Give me a minute.
Give me a minute. I'll take your life.
That's the behind-the-scenes part, Ann.
All right. Now, we've talked about a lot of things. You are having a volunteer orientation on May 7th. You said that was at
9:30. At the Adoption Center.
At the Adoption Center. Right out there behind the farmer's market, in case you don't know where that is.
If you just keep going along, if you pass us, you'll end up at the railroad tracks. So you know if you're at the railroad tracks with the hobos, you've gone too far.
That's right. So that'll be then 9:30 in the morning, about an hour, hour and a half. You'll learn all about what goes on out there, where you can fit. But if you want to give them a call, what's that number to call again?
It's 942-8558.
You know, and we had one call come in and say, how much money did you make off the parade? And you're telling me you just don't even know yet.
I don't. I haven't. I'm so excited. This afternoon, I'm meeting with the banker committee member, and we're going to actually go into a room and count it out. So this will be a fun moment.
Absolutely. And you said, you know, although it was $10 donation, you had 95 animals.
Right.
You had people giving bigger donations.
I was told there was even a donation for up to $500 that was added.
Wow.
Which, you know, I like to dream big, but I didn't even expect someone to be that generous.
Right.
And bring that.
And not only that, you know, people like Mary Oaks were out there selling barbecue sliders.
Right.
And all that money was donated.
Right.
Domino's Pizza. Or
Papa,
not,
John's.
Papa John's
Pizza.
Was
and Pepsi products. They gave us free Pepsi, and whatever we sold, we got to keep the money. And we don't know yet what that money is going to be yet, but we'll find out very soon.
That's right. So you're going to give me a call back or send me an email, and
I'll
be able to announce it tomorrow on the radio. So you just got to keep listening, you know, right here on WLMA. Well, this has been exciting. You've got a new program, of course, the dog, Camp Good Dog, is coming up.
Yes.
Capsigel has come forth and given $200 for a scholarship. Tell us one more time what students can do to become part of this. This is the 8 to 14 age
8 to
group.
14, and you don't even have to participate if your parents can afford it. Certainly just come and register. Also, we need to have a deadline of about a couple weeks or so because camp fills up, and I think school gets out right there at the first part of June. But if you want to be in the scholarship contest, write in 4 paragraphs or less why you want to win the scholarship to be at Camp Good Dog. And you can send that in by mail, or, in fact, you can even bring it by if you want to, give you a chance to meet some of the animals out there. Or you can email it to us at humane@gwdhumanesociety.org, or you can mail it to P.O. Box 49776, Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649. And the deadline is May the 9th.
May 9th. So that is coming up very soon. If you'd like to do this, or if you're a grandparent or a parent sitting here and saying, God, I know my child would love to be part of this, but we can't afford it, what an opportunity.
That's exactly what it's for.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
And thank you to Capsigel for coming forth and doing that. That's one out of 12 will be able to get a scholarship.
That's right.
Excellent. All right. Well, Karen, you know, we are out of time. Thanks so much for coming out and talking to us today.
And as always, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, we had a blast at the parade on Saturday. Looking forward to that getting bigger and better. Hey, you know who I am. I am Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Don't forget that super special bracelet, $1,400 worth of scrap, 3 carats of diamonds, 14 karat gold, and we're selling it for $895. Where is the sanity? Jeff has lost his mind. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.